This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. I'm Chip Brim, and I'm with my lovely wife, Candace Brim, and it's our time again, and we're excited to be here. We are pastors in Collinsville, Oklahoma, at A Glorious Church Fellowship, where we train champions for Christ. We like training. Training's good. We need training.
Yes.
We need more training than entertaining. But you know what? I want to talk about something today that I love talking about, because I think that if you're sitting out there, you're driving your car, you're at work or whatever, you're at break, in your living room, whatever, if you get what I'm about to tell you down, if you just get this down, your life will go immediately up the charts, off the charts. You will see progress immediately. That's how confident I am in this. And it was huge when I was coaching, and God showed it to me scripturally. And what it is about signs. Mm-hmm. Signs are important in life. You ever driven? You need signs.
Need road signs.
They're
Which
informative.
Which way? Yeah.
You know, they danger, whatever.
Yeah.
This is how many more miles or time to get there. And so they're important to us. Now think about signs. And I know a lot of you, if you're not involved in sports or haven't been in it, but think how important they are in sports. Now, my sport, I coached baseball most of my life. Played it, coached it on every level. Signs, have you ever seen those guys? They're not scratching themselves all the time. It's their signs. You know what I'm talking about? They're touching their hats. To tell your guy, and you're given in codes, you know, you're touching your arm or your belt or whatever. And you're trying to tell your base runner, you're trying to tell your batter what you want to do. And the catcher also gives signs to the pitcher.
Right.
But nobody can figure them out, and that's the whole deal. Now, here's the thing about those signs in baseball. If you ever do figure them out, and you do steal the signs, which is legal, it's not, a sin to steal signs, second.
Right.
It's not in the baseball handbook. You cannot steal the signs.
Right.
That's why you do them. If you do get the signs from the other team, you're going to win. Because you're going to know when they're going to steal. You're going to know what pitch they pitch. And this happens all the time on every level. You steal the signs. We used to get nerds when I was at at one university. And I say nerds. Just really smart people. I'm sorry about that. But we used to get people and give them a uniform. And then that way they would have a better chance of getting a girlfriend. But they would help steal the signs and decode the signs from the other team. But anyway. When we would get those signs, we would win.
Yes.
Now, I'm saying all of that to say this. What signs... Now, you may not be winning, and you don't know why. What signs are you giving the devil? Because he cannot read your mind.
Right, right.
He has to have a sign. He is the accuser of the brethren. He has demons that work for him and come report to him. They are translating signs of what they got, like signs of faith or signs of lack of faith. He can't read your mind. They can't read your mind, and they go by signs. Now, is this scriptural? Yes, and we're going to get there. But here is how it all started. Mom called me one time, and we were living in Branson, that first house we were at, and there was a financial pressure on us. The devil hit us, and our kids' health and different things. And we were just getting beat up right
now. Bombarded.
Bombarded. And mom calls and says, "Hey, baby, how's it going?" And, you know, there's certain people you just don't cry to all the time, you know. Or,
yeah.
You know, here's
and
my
Billy's
story.
One of them.
Yeah. Brother Copeland's
Brother
one of
Copeland.
Them. He'll poke me in the chest and said, "Never let the devil see your sweat."
Yep.
And that's the same thing. Don't give signs.
Yes.
So mom goes, you know, and I knew it was mom, and I knew not to just unload on her. Finally, I couldn't help it. I did. Boom. Mama, devils did this, devils done this, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Finally, she said, and it changed my life. I'm not kidding you. And I believe you right now, wherever you're at, your life can be changed. This
right
moment,
now, yeah.
Aren't you glad you turned it on? Here we go. Your life's about to change. She said, Chip, you just gave the devil a sign. I said, what? Now, I hadn't been out of baseball too long. I'd just been into preaching full time. And I knew the importance of sign giving and stealing and receiving. And if you give them, they're going to win. She said, you gave him a sign. He can't read your mind. He has to have a sign. He may not even have known he was doing good in that area until you just said it. Mm-hmm. I said, what? I'm thinking of all of this baseball, win, lose, signs, giving, receiving. You mean I've been, yeah. And she said, and now that you have given the sign to him, you better get ready because he knows now. Mm-hmm. And here's how, you know, there's some people that always go, I don't know how he knows to get me in that area, but he gets me in that. Mm-hmm. Well, here's your sign.
Yeah.
You remember there was a comedian who had this act, and he still does, and he's country, and it's here's your sign. Now, his little joke was, and I'm not saying this, I'm just saying what he said. He said, there's a lot of not very smart people in this world. And if the not smart people in this world would just wear a sign, then it would help everybody else.
Right.
Because we would see the sign on them, and then we would, before we'd ask directions, we'd go, oh, you know, never mind.
Right.
We could see the sign. But anyway, and he would have these things like, here's your sign, you know. And I'm thinking of the signs we're wearing, and the devil is reading and seeing and attack.
Right.
What if you eliminated your signs?
Right.
And he's in the dark. You're going to win.
Yes. Yeah.
You're going to start winning. So, she said, I said, Mom, where's that scripturally? And guess where it is scripturally? Tell us, Candy, where it is scripturally.
Deuteronomy
128. Can you read that for us? Read it out of the Amplified, if you would. And Mom said, get the Amplified version out because it's right there. Oh, no, I had it. No?
No.
Yeah, it's right there.
You have it in Philippians 128.
Oh, what do I want? What I want.
Oh, you said Deuteronomy.
Oh, sorry.
We're having a Philippians conversation with each other here.
Hey, it's real.
Join
here.
Us.
We're doing good. You know what? You guys
come sit in the kitchen table with us.
Hey,
while we
you like reality TV. This is reality radio.
Reality radio. You are getting the finest
there
in reality
go.
Radio.
This is better than Duck Dynasty. Now, hey. We just need an Uncle Si. We could get Brenda. She would be a great Uncle Si. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. It's Philippians 1:28. And
yes,
Mom said,
yes.
It's right there at the top. Mom said, get the Amplified. You have to read it there. It really amplifies it. Go ahead.
Well, it says in Deuteronomy, Philippians 1:28, and do not for a moment.
Wait, just right there. A moment. When's a moment? Somebody
right
tell
now.
Me when's a moment.
Right now.
All the time.
All the time.
Just now. Right there. Here comes another one. All the time. Okay, so that just nailed it. All right.
And it says, and do not for a moment be frightened or intimidated in anything.
Wait, anything. What's anything?
Anything.
So
everything.
That just covered
everything that comes
that
your
covered
way.
All of time, and it covered everything. Show fear or intimidation. What are fear and intimidation? Signs. How do you give signs of fear and intimidation? All kinds of ways. You can do it through your words. You can do it through your actions.
Right.
You know. Prayer.
Response.
A lot of fear, you
yeah,
know,
fear.
Fear-filled prayers, scared prayers.
Yeah.
And the devil sitting there listening.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and then it says, anything by your opponents and adversaries for such consistency and fearlessness will be a clear sign, proof, and seal to them of their impending destruction, but a sure token and evidence of your deliverance and salvation, and that from God.
Okay. What it said, now let me see that. It says, by your opponents, do not for a moment show frighten, fear, or intimidation to your opponent. Then he turns it and says, now, fearlessness, you don't show fear, will be a sign to them instead of their destruction. And I mean, it became so clear to me.
Right.
When you don't show fear, it's a sign to the enemy of their destruction. That's where they'll flee.
Right,
remember?
Right.
If you resist him in faith.
And
don't give him signs. He'll flee.
He'll flee.
He hadn't been fleeing.
Right.
But you've been given signs. They're standing. They know to get you there. They know to get you here. And this is the best way the Lord showed me to give this illustration. All right. And this didn't happen. So if you're just tuning
in. Add something in here real quick?
Oh, absolutely.
I wanted to share that scripture out of the New Living Translation. It says, "Do not be intimidated in any way by your enemies. This will be a sign to them that they are going to be destroyed, but that you are going to be saved even by God himself."
Don't show intimidation.
No intimidation.
Man, when I was coaching.
In any way.
When I was coaching, I told the pitchers, I always had a pitching coach, but I said, "Pitchers, you don't want to see me out here." And that meant if they gave up a home run or something bad happened and they kicked the dirt or threw their glove or tilted their head, or I was out there and I was not happy because they were giving a sign to the opponent and that was fueling their fire, their emotions, their passion. It was helping the other team win. Yeah. What? Your reactions.
Right.
And those are signs. And that's happening all the time in sports. It's happening. But people, this is biblical. It's scriptural. And if you stop those signs, you stop that sign giving, and you start giving signs of faith and faith-filled words, and the only way to do that is get in the Word. That's the only way to stop the signs. I can't stop the signs. The emotions got... Get in the Word.
Right. Build your faith.
Build your faith up from faith to faith and glory to glory. And, you know, you got to get to that place. And when you get to the place where you stop giving signs, you're going to win.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the momentum's going to shift. The momentum. That's a good thing when momentum shifts.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Coaches love it.
Especially in your favor.
Oh, yeah.
Give the right signs, it will shift in your favor.
It'll shift.
Give the wrong signs, it's going to shift.
He'll have the advantage. Advantage. Who do you want the advantage? Is there anybody out there listening to the sound of my voice right now? Do you want the advantage? Do you?
I do.
Over the enemy.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. Let's win here. Okay, we got a couple minutes here. Now, I want to talk about something, Candy. They're having in Collinsville, Oklahoma. It's called the Light the City. It's a youth rally.
Yes.
And listen, if you want to be a part of it, you're going to miss out if you don't. We're going to have it at the Salih football field, the stadium in Collinsville on Thursday, May the 22nd. Write that down. I'll wait. Get your pen. Get it?
Got it.
There it is
got
over
it.
There. Yep. Now I'm talking to that person. Now he's got it. All right.
Now he's got it. He's ready.
May 22nd, and we're going to have it from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're going to have music, bands, live, great bands. We're going to have games, inflatables, not just little kid inflatables. Really cool.
Yeah. It's geared for ages, junior high and high school.
Yeah. And it's going to be all over that football field, which is the turf football field.
Yes.
And I played at that football field and scored many touchdowns at that football.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, and got knocked out at that football. But anyway, we're going to have giveaways. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have all kinds of great concession things and fun, fellowship and faith. I'm going to speak there, so come and meet
Daniel,
me.
Daniel Carney's going to speak there also.
Yeah, come and I want to see you and meet you and shake your hand and hug your neck and say, "Hey, I listened to you on the radio. Yay!" Do you get anything out of it? No, I'm just kidding. But remember what we talked about today. We'll continue it tomorrow about signs. So never let the devil see you sweat. Well, what is he telling you? Don't give a sign.
Right.
Don't give a sign.
Right.
Until next time, Candace.
Chip.
And everybody else in this room, we're glad that you're here. This has been the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. And until next time.